At the conclusion of the fighting, the Allies formed the International Military Tribunal to hold Nazi Germany accountable for its crimes. France, Great Britain, the Soviet Union, and the United States provided lawyers and judges for the trial, at which 22 German military and civilian leaders were charged with conspiracy, crimes against peace, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. Following this initial trial, 12 others were held in Nuremberg, and collectively, these 13 events are called the Nuremberg Trials. For the first time in history, a sitting government, industry leaders, and military leaders were held accountable for crimes against humanity. Although this was an imperfect system, it set the stage for what would become the International Criminal Court, allowing for the prosecution of genocide as an international crime with no statute of limitations. However, for many people, the war did not end with the surrender of the German military or the criminal trials of the Nazis and their collaborators. For those displaced from their homes and separated from their families, recovery often took years.